The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Kat Sadler, and it sure is a beautiful day. After such a bleak year, it's time for some joy, and I cannot wait for you to hear my fresh and fun new show. I crack open about mom life, relationships, wellness, and beauty, all the things. Plus, I have provocative conversations with some of the most fascinating and famous faces in pop culture. I'm here to lift you up and make you think. Check out It Sure Is a Beautiful Day with me and you every Tuesday.
Ugh, I'm not in the mood. Do we have to do this?
Yes. Wait, are we recording?
Okay, let's go. You're listening to The Ali Colbert Show.
Hello, welcome to the Ali Colbert Show. I'm your host, Ali Colbert. Thanks for joining us here on the program. And what an episode we have for you today. You guys, I am blown away by the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial. It's pretty clear to me after watching it. I feel like I'm like a journalist now. It's pretty clear to me after watching it that Amber Heard did, in fact, domestically abused Johnny Depp. She filmed and recorded people without their knowledge. She used for blackmail while Johnny Depp was abused by Amber Heard. It's like, you know that like Louis C.K. joke where I think it was in Louis. They were like, seven people died in a fire today in Chicago, where seven people died in a fire in Chicago. It just keeps looping back. Anyway, it's amazing what's going on. Not in a good way. Not the good sort of amazing. The sort of amazing like, uh-oh. Wow. And just the way that a victim is blamed due to having drug addiction and mental health issues. This podcast is sponsored by Being Totally Woke. No, it's crazy. The video footage of it is of the trial is wild. And it's just really disturbing. It's really disturbing. Oy, oy, a pirate's life for me, mate. What a brutal dynamic, really, the two of them had. Seriously, I feel really bad for Johnny Depp right now. He's quite endearing in many ways. You guys, I'm going to Costa Rica today. I'm going to Costa Rica for Julian's yoga retreat. Wish me luck because I don't really do yoga. I do yoga once in a while. I go to her class once in a while and it's enjoyable. It's fun. But a yoga retreat and the food will be plant-based. I grew up thinking, you know, I got to have steak at every meal. I better have some chicken or mama's going to be hungry. So I don't really know what's going to happen, but I will not last 11 days on kelp and seaweed salad. So I'm going to have to pack a jar of peanut butter and some turkey roll-ups. Okay. I really don't know what to expect. She's like, we're going to start the morning with celery juice. Oh, really? Is that so we could start by puking really early in the day? I will not be drinking celery juice. I don't even like celery solid. I don't need to blend it down and have a little liquid celery shake. But other than that, let's see if I can be in a good mind space. My last episode is how to be content. This episode, I'm just totally buckling against that. I'm like, I want to have Taco Bell and sit inside. We're going to be outside a lot, which is hard for me because to steal a line from Neil Brennan, I'm an indoor cat. Okay. I like air condition. I like the lights dim. I like watching TV and I like having a drink by my side. I'm not even talking about alcohol. Mama wants a warm glass of chocolate milk. I don't know why I'm calling myself mama today. I got a whole new spiel. I got a whole new shtick this morning, but I do like being inside. I don't like moving. I like having Advil nearby and I need a toilet because I have Crohn's. So even when I'm in remission, who knows? Who knows what could happen? So these are the things that are on my mind. Costa Rica, can you drink the water? I just thought about that too. I don't know. Can you drink the water? And that's not just the water. Can you drink the ice cubes and the drinks? Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I'll have an amazing time. It'll be gorgeous. By the way, I hate the beach. I hate the beach. Sand in every hole. It's too hot. The water's too cold. People are on top of you. There's nowhere for me to take a piss. It's just, I get nauseous from the sun. The sun block stinks. It's just a whole thing. But I hope I have an amazing time. By the way, you can't even read because the sun is shining so fucking bright that you can't even see the words on your book. I can't look at my phone because my phone fucking overheats just like I do. So really, what's a girl to do? This isn't vacation. This is hell. No, I'm excited. I'm very excited. Fingers crossed, fingers and toes crossed. I recently posted on my Instagram page. If you don't follow me on Instagram, fuck you, motherfucker. No, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I have started to offer stand-up comedy coaching as well as dating coaching. My calendar allows for this right now. And my thinking is twofold. If you want to be a stand-up, or if you are a stand-up and you're having trouble getting past those initial roadblocks of getting booked, getting representation, forming your 10 minutes on stage, whatever it is, reach out to me. Take a session with me and let's like get you past that. I remember at that point in time when I was starting off stand-up, I really didn't have any like sound resource that could guide me through some of this stuff. And I would like to be that. I would like to give back. It's a mitzvah. I'm not really giving back. I'm making money. But I think I could be supportive. Dating workshop, dating coaching. You got a big date, you haven't been fucked in 10 years. Hit me up. We will get you fucked. I will make your pussy wet. Not me, but I will help you to manifest the person to make thy pussy wet. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, if you like my advice, you like my insights, you can't implement them, I'm going to work with you one-on-one. This is a new thing I'm trying. Let's see how it goes. Sign up for my newsletter, okay? I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but I want to feel closer. I want to give you a hug. I want to give you a paid hug. Sign up for all of these things. Everything's available on my Instagram, on my website. I'm at Allie Colbert on everything. If you don't know who I am, I don't know how you found me. How are you even here? Julian and I went to an amazing dinner party the other night for 420. Incredible dinner party, okay? It was they offered a joint for each course of the meal. And the joints were low dose so that you could really like chill on the joint. Who made the joints? Oh, is this company called Drew Martin? They're not paying me. I just thought, you know, if you want to know a nice low dose joint, it was nice to be able to like hit the joint and have a meal without getting like beyond fucked up and being like, where am I? I'm dizzy, having a panic attack that the world's ending. So I really enjoyed that. That was enjoyable. We had this gorgeous dinner party overlooking Los Angeles. I was like, wow, you know, I feel like I've made it for 20 seconds. And then I went home and I was just, you know, I was too high to whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happened when I went home. What matters is that this dinner party was fun. The joints were gorgeous. They had this like amazing food. It was like a queer dinner party. It felt like there was a few straights there, but we totally ostracized them. Don't worry. But I liked being around other high lesbians. That's very important to me. Okay, last piece of community info, housekeeping. I'm starting a secret Facebook group. The secret Facebook group is for the podcast listeners that want to get in on the juicy juice, okay? The behind the scenes, the real real, as you might say. The real deal, the real real. We're going to talk about the episodes, behind the scenes stuff, upcoming guests, questions and confessions and advice that didn't make it to the episode. The Facebook group, I will be sharing all of this on my Instagram. Feel free to join. Would love for you to join. Would be honored. Today's episode, we have Serena fucking Kerrigan. How do you feel about her? It's polarizing, isn't it? It is. And here's the thing. SFK knows she triggers you. Because you know I'm not having SFK on. I'm not going to acknowledge the fact that she triggers the fuck out of me. She is well aware that she triggers you. So we go into her whole brand. If you don't know Serena Kerrigan, she changed her name to Serena fucking Kerrigan. And we go into kind of the birth of that, her Do It For The Plot tour, and all of her advice that's gone viral, like being the main character of your own life, and her card game, and all that good stuff. So give it a listen, like, subscribe, leave a comment, keep sharing the podcast. I really appreciate it, you guys, and enjoy the episode. You are the guest that my sister and her entire friend group is most excited I'm having on this show. I've never seen someone with the sort of cult following that you have. And that's including like Michael Jackson.
Okay, hey now.
I moved into my house in LA and the neighbor came out and she said, I love you, but you know who I really love? SFK. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. You are the guest that I've had to have on. You're impossible to schedule with. She's here. Serena fucking Kerrigan.
The pressure that is on me right now.
You thrive under pressure. We all know you thrive under pressure.
That is absolutely a fact.
I can't believe what you're doing online. The OnlyFans? Do you know, I've never got, you know how fast I got an OnlyFans account to watch you masturbate on my computer?
Were you upset when it wasn't actually masturbating?
I was so disappointed. Everyone in my neighbor, I was like, are you seeing what this girl's doing? Are you seeing what this girl is doing?
But did you really think I was going to masturbate? You kind of knew deep down I wasn't.
I kind of knew you wouldn't. But the thing that I think you're doing so well is that I really wouldn't, I wouldn't put it past you to do it and then like have a whole political reason why like everyone should enjoy it.
I mean, essentially that happened regardless.
And like gaslighting everyone into being like, did. If you don't like this, like you're a Republican and like you're missing something.
Yeah, I mean, I did do that regardless.
Right.
So I was
you did
like,
that.
I'm not going to masturbate, but if I did, and women do, and we need to support them.
Right.
Because it's their body and they can do whatever the fuck they want.
It's insane. It's insane.
I appreciate you saying that.
I want to promote this episode the way that you would promote something on social media. So if you're down for this.
Okay. Did you bring a vibrator? Or?
No, I didn't bring a vibrator. You're right. That's probably more your style. But I think you should say something into the mic right now. Like, why the fuck would you say that to me? Like, act angry for like a second. And then I'm just going to take that clip. And I'm going to use that to promote this because I think people will believe, if you act angry at me, people will say, what the fuck did Allie say? And they're going to tune
genius,
in.
Genius. Love okay. Why the fuck would you ever say that to me?
I'm sorry. I just.
No, you crossed the line.
Are
I'm
you
done.
Serious?
I'm done. Honestly, I'm done.
What the fuck? She's looking, Rachel's looking at me like, is this really, is she leaving? No, I'm not. I'm joking. It's like Kris Jenner style. The way that you're coming up with this stuff.
I mean, I also have an amazing team. And that's what I love. I think that when I graduated college and said to my parents, like, I really want to, you know, write and direct and make my own content. My dad's like, you're not going to become a YouTuber because you simply would not want to be alone. Like, my dad is a writer. And, like, every morning at 6 a.m., he'd wake up and write all day in our apartment. And I've never been like that. I love collaborating. And yeah, I think that like my team, like we just go, how the fuck could we break the internet? How can we get people to pay attention? Because honestly, like think about how much content we go through. Like it's really difficult to grab people's attention.
Yes.
And we want to do it in a way that's like really well thought out. And also, you're right, saying something, not necessarily political, but forcing people to think.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people don't want to think. They don't. They want to enjoy. They want to relax. They want to watch a Marvel movie and like chill the fuck out. Unfortunately, like I can't exist that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
I rub people the wrong way for sure.
You
people
know that.
Like, oh my God. I think that one, people don't realize that SFK is a character on social media.
So this is what we need to get into. Like, people, this is that true though?
Yes.
So your whole Instagram is a character.
I think obviously it's a, you know.
She's getting confused.
No, I'm not getting confused. But it's like, obviously it's a subset of me. But like, yes, I think I'm way more over the top, in your face, aggressive, loud, you know.
Full of myself.
Like, you know, then, yeah, I think everyone, whenever they meet me, they're like, wow, you're just like way more chill in person. I'm like, I know, because it's a fucking persona that is this like really exaggerated, heightened version of myself. And the people that get it. But the people that don't are like, oh, my God, like she is the most annoying fucking person on the internet.
Right. And what is it about that character, though, that's so triggering to people?
Because I think multiple things. One, like I recently in the past year adopted a very sex positive angle that I hadn't before. Mm-hmm. Partly because I felt like it was really saturated on TikTok, the dating advice.
Yeah.
So, and the confidence advice, like that was what I first started doing on TikTok in like 2020. And then everyone started doing it and then the dating. So I was like, no one's doing sex. And now I know why, because you can't really talk about sex on TikTok.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm going to be the sex girl. I'm going to be Samantha Jones, because that's so my niche. And also I just like love to fuck. I love to masturbate, all the things. So, and it also fits very much in confidence. But then, you know, I've just noticed that like, people I know think are like, oh, she makes everything sexual. Okay, not everything, but like everything really does come down to sex, doesn't it?
For some people, I would imagine.
For me. But I think it was like, you know, a woman that is sexual is extremely threatening.
Yeah.
Like to women too, because of the internalized misogyny they have. That like to be sexual means you can't be successful. To be sexual means you can't be like, you know, someone that you could marry. So like it's really confusing to see a woman that's owning her sexuality, but like isn't a slut.
Right.
Like, how can those two things exist?
It's that, and because I was trying to figure this out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I found your one account on social media that I feel like I can watch like a television show. And I see that, like, I know what you are. I have an idea of who you are. But I also see that this is not really how you show up in real life. Like, right. when I've met you before, I'm not like, she comes up to you and she's like, you want to fuck my pussy, fuck it good, whatever, you know, whatever you're...
Definitely not.
You know, like, that's, you're professional, 100%. But the account has this addictive quality where you're like, what is this maniac up to?
Right, right.
And you're, and you own everything.
Yeah.
And the way that when people take radical responsibility... I think it just triggers the fuck out of women.
Of course.
It triggers the fuck out of women. And it's like the embodiment of mirror work, this idea that like you dredge up in women everything that they're like, society tells me not to do this. Oh my God, could you imagine how people would think about me if I spoke like that? If I just totally. Owned the fact that I masturbate and I'm not like hush hush about it.
Yeah.
Like, look how I'm going out, you guys. Like, look at my tatas. I want to fuck myself. I'm like, oh my God, I get so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I look at that and I'm like, why are you uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
I get on stage, I say nasty things on stage, but there's something about saying it to like my phone as if this is my following that's really fucking scary. And it's actually like eye-opening to figure out like what you're triggering in me.
Right. But see, like you're taking the time to think it through. People don't want to. And I don't really blame them. Like sometimes you just want to, you know, go through the internet and absorb it and not necessarily like have this all these challenges. I think that the difference between me and like, you know, other creators that I see, like it's weird when someone's following you for your ideas. Like I feel like I'm not like fashion girly. Like I can't, you know, I love getting glam, but I don't do makeup. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I am. I mean,
you're pretty like fashion-y, makeup-y.
Because I love those things, but yeah. not because like, I'm like an expert.
My account is like books.
And nature.
And nature.
I don't know, like I love those things, but like it's for the ideas. It's for challenging. Yeah, no. And it really rubs some people the wrong way. But that's, it's always been like that.
Is the word fucking?
Yeah.
Say it into the mic.
Fucking. I mean, I just love the word.
SFK ASMR for like W Magazine. She's fucking. Just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck,
oh, God.
Fuck. Fucking.
Nobody wants to listen to that. Nobody.
I actually think there would be a ton of people that would listen to it. Tell us the origin story of the name.
Right. So when I was 18, I remember like I got to Duke and I don't know. Everyone was just like, fucking hot and so thin, I remember. And they're all geniuses. Like all of my, I've been a friend group of 8 people, 6 of them are doctors. So like, it was just like the creme de la creme of the crop, you know, in the Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I just remember like getting to the bar and I just like was like, eh. Like I felt so invisible. And I just felt really insecure because like in high school, like I, you know, was cool-ish or like I had friends.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're in college, you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
And I just like was like, I don't know. Instinctively, I was just like, we're going to do a rebrand real quick, real fast. And I just was so, with so much conviction. And I was like, I'm Serena fucking Kerrigan. I changed my million when I was 18. Don't ask to see my driver's license because I can't drive because I don't have one, mm-hmm. which was true.
Mm-hmm.
And people were absolutely appalled by it. It was nearly cut by every single sorority.
Appalled.
But so many people, yes, at first.
Okay.
But then people got to know Serena,
mm-hmm.
okay, not SFK,
mm-hmm.
and they loved her. And then they got it. And then they're like, oh, I get why you're doing this. But I didn't even really know why I was doing it.
Yeah.
Now, with a you know, it's 10 years later, after I did made that decision, exactly 10 years, I realized that it was like just me hyping myself up
mm.
and telling the rest. Like it was almost like it was, I was like, if I act like I'm the bad bitch, then everyone's going to be like, well, I guess she's a bad bitch. Like, and it really taught me that like, whatever you want in life, the first step is to say, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I want to be. And like, trust, like the rest really does follow. People will follow.
Yeah.
Like people aren't going to be like, I mean, I wouldn't start saying like, I'm Japanese because like, no. But when I'm like, I'm a screenwriter, like I'm writing the script this weekend, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of confidence. I became
that was,
it.
That was another thing. When you posted that, I was like, this girl will own whatever she does. It's really admirable.
But it's like,
but
what?
People don't but do that, why? especially writers.
So this is the thing I was thinking about when I posted all this. I was like,
Serena posted this weekend that she wrote a television show. She's always wanted to write. She said she's never claimed that before because she was freaked out by it and ended the post, see you at the fucking Emmys, which no one would fucking post unless
right.
they're you.
Right, exactly.
No
one. But why? Because this is the thing. Let's say I don't end up going to Emmys. It's not going to happen. It's not happening. You know why it's not going to happen? Because you decide who you are. You decide the things that happen to you. Like, I will
what
also—
What pills are you on?
No, literally, right? I'm an Aries. I also know that I come with, you know, a large degree of privilege. You know, my parents, my dad's a writer, my mom's in the industry, I'm white, like I went to private school, like I'm fully aware that like, you know, me saying you can do whatever you want can sound that way. That being said, I know tons of people in the industry that are minorities that came from nothing, that wanted to make something themselves. I mean, my mom is an immigrant and she was a doctor and she became a TV producer. So I think that's the thing. It's like I had parents that just followed the passion, not the money, and really believed in themselves and said, like, I'm going to do this. And they did. So I grew up very much with that mentality. I'm also an only child. Maybe those are the pills I was taking, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, what is the worst thing that can happen if I say, see you at the Emmys, bitches, and I never go to the Emmys? Like, who's going to climb back to my Instagram post and be like, oh, you...
No
like,
one.
No Ooh. One. No one gives a fuck. But what people do remember is, wow, she said that. And then when I do go to the Emmys, they're like, guys,
right.
2 years ago, she said she was going. She
right.
did it.
Right.
I can do it too. And I think that's what it is. It's like making people realize that they can do whatever they want. But like, I didn't go to Coachella this weekend and I fucking knew it was going to be a shit show. I knew it.
Coachella, or are you not going? Because it was the number one Honestly, question I got on my page when I said I'm having you on.
What they said?
Why is she not at Coachella?
Oh my God, I love that. Love you guys. Thanks so much for caring. It was probably a shit show because I wasn't there. No, because I went when I was 24.
Yeah.
Okay. And I did not have a great time. I felt like I was supposed to. And this is pre-public persona at all. Like, I was just like a little internet refiner, 29.
You're a fucking Caribbean private citizen.
Like, literally private. Like, no, what I looked at the pictures, I'm like, I had no, like, glitter, no makeup. Like, I was just like, I had a cute fit, but like, someone stole my phone out of my backpack on day two. And I'm telling you, I've never worn a backpack since then. Okay. Like, I'm so scarred by that. Because being at Coachella without a phone, I mean, it doesn't really matter because you don't have service, but there is something, well, you can't even take photos either. Like, it's right. fucked, okay? And I just remember, like, you know, getting there really, I went to Duke. Like, we like to drink, we like to party. Like, that was the vibe. We like to do drugs, like, at a Coachella festival. But, like, how do you time, you know, your role or your high or your sober? Then, like, I didn't have a phone, but one of my friends was throwing up, so I went to go get her during the Beyonce part. I remember seeing Beyonce's, the top of her hair on the bottom of the screen. Like, that's how little I saw. I saw it glimpse on the screen. Forget seeing her.
Yeah.
So I was like, this gives me anxiety in every sense of the word. And I love concerts. You can catch me in a rave in Brooklyn any day. It's just like, it feels like you're supposed to, like, you don't feel like you're enough, you're doing the right thing, you're drunk enough, sober enough, vibing with the right people.
What, too much to capture?
No, no, just like, there's a lot of anxiety. I also think that, like, for me now that I, you know, have a following and I'm an, quote, influencer, even though I'm not, and I'm really trying to divorce myself, not because I think anything badly of it, just because I really want to be a writer and I really want to go into that world and I want to kind of start just like, I don't know, I feel... The girls that are going to this festival that, you know, have the profession of creating content and are influencing, that is their job. That is, they're so good at it. And I don't feel like that's my job. Like, I feel
influencing?
Like, no.
How is that possible that you don't feel good at that?
I think it's not, no, that's I don't not feel true. You don't good feel good at it. At that. It's not that I don't feel good at it. It's like, it's just not my goal. It's not my purpose.
So what's your purpose?
My purpose is to have an Emmy Award winning television show. And when I was 15 years old, that is, I wrote my first short film. It was about a guy that dumped me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit scripted. It's called Freshman because he was a junior and I was a freshman. He fucked me over. And I wrote, shot, edited, directed it. And my first, and by the way, this wasn't done on a fucking iPhone. These were these bulky motherfucking cameras. I, like, remember we wanted to film at my high school because it was, like, based in high school. So I got all my friends to act in it, come on the weekend to film all day. My dad held the boom for
amazing.
Me.
Amazing. Amazing.
Like, right? Won best film at my film festival. Changed my entire fucking life. I was like, I'm going to be the next Sofia Coppola. I was like, I'm going to be Sofia. Like, my college app essay, Common App, I'm the next filmmaker. I'm going to write stories that empower women. And then I got a little sidetracked because
is this just funneling into that?
Yes. Yeah. No, everything is. Everything
is. This is so not sidetracked.
No, it's not sidetracked.
This is the path.
This is the path. Well,
someone once said, be the main character.
That was me.
But keep going.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think the Coachella thing, when I thought about it, I thought if I wanted to be a full-time TikToker, which by the way, like sometimes I do, like, so I'm like, fuck, I wish that's just not for me. Like, I want to tell, and you know, TikTok is the most amazing app and that's why I do it, but I really want to make like television, like true television. And so I'm in this like intersection between like, I could go the influencer route, make five TikToks a day, But, you know, the other day, my assistant, I was kind of complaining because I was just like, why can't I crack it? Why can't I? And she's like, I've never walked in your apartment. You're making 5 TikToks a day. If you want to be a TikToker, if you want to do that, I know you commit to whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And I really got real with myself and I was like, what do I really want to do? Do I want to be a TikToker, influencer, content creator, open my world, not be SFK, be Serena, and like just fucking give it my all? Because if you want to be successful on the internet, I think that's honestly how you do it.
What?
You commit 100%.
100%.
You show everything. You give access, right? Mm. Or like, you know, I mean, it's a very generalized statement because people do the internet in very different ways. But I think that that's how I could win at it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's well said. Because I think, let me just interrupt.
Yeah, please.
I think that it's very, when things are hard, I think it's because people don't play all in. Like,
yep.
It's hard to get from this side of the room to that side of the room if my pants are at my knees.
Uh-huh.
When I'm playing 100% and the commitment is there, then everything becomes super fucking clear. There's no question. There's no doubt. You're going.
If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no.
If it's not a fuck yes, it's a really no. Like, but it's true. When you're all in, all the other options fade away. You're just like, I'm doing this. So how's it going
to
be?
So I was at my Coachella crossroads. I said I could either go to Coachella
crossroads.
It's iconic. I was like, no. This is like a month long. Like, I felt like it was actually like, probably my astrologist will say like, this was like a pivotal moment in my journey. But like, really it was like, I can either go to Coachella and be half in as an influencer,
yeah,
and then be surrounded by people that are all in and feel not measuring up, right? Because or I can suck it up, have FOMO, delete Instagram, TikTok off my phone, which I did because I didn't know. And then it was a shit show, and then I had to tune in because I was like,
you said I'm going off, and then there's like 3 reposts.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So. Well, I had to like, yeah. And then I turned it off for like a day, which,
yeah,
by the way, in this world, that is a long time.
That's a lot.
And then I turned off my phone and went upstate and fucking committed 100% to doing what I've always wanted to do. And then guess fucking what happened? I wrote an entire TV show and I was like, oh, I can do this once. I can do it a million more times. And it's like I unlocked the me that like is the most fulfilled.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, I don't have a million followers on TikTok. That's fine because that's not what I'm 100% committed to doing.
Right, right.
So, and it's tough though, right? Because there's so many perks of being an influencer. I mean, I have to say, like, there were parts of Coachella that looked fun. Like, I was like, shit, like, you know, the dressing up and, like, whatever.
Getting fucked up, getting
yeah,
fun.
And, yeah, like, you know, being around, like, you know, other creators that you really like. But I think you have to get real with yourself and say, like, if you could grant me a wish, Allie, like, tomorrow, what would make me the most happy?
Mm-hmm.
It would be seeing my television show, like, in an auditorium full of people at a premiere.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this the impetus to your dating show over quarantine? Like, I want a show. There's no selling shows right now, and you go on Instagram Live and you're dating people.
Yeah,
which everyone was watching.
Right, and I will never do that again.
Well, some people will miss that, but you did write your own show, Do It for the Plot.
Yes, I did.
Is that what is that? Tell people what Do It for the Plot means that don't know.
Yeah,
and tell them what your show is.
Do It for the Plot really means to start seeing yourself as the main character because everyone's a fucking main character.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still stuck in a supporting role, don't worry. I'm going to teach you. But essentially, it is that you are the writer, producer, director, and star of your life. And if you can start to see that even the things that are setbacks or failures or mistakes or shitty things that happen to you, but if you can see that ultimately, any main character in any movie, they had that happen to them. But then you realize at the end of the movie that had to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is part of the development in their journey to being the main character.
Right.
And so as you get older, you know, like now that I'm 28, I'm like, all the shitty things that happened to me were supposed to happen because they led me to better things. And because rejection is redirection. So that is essentially it. So what I did was I wrote a live comedy show, a one-woman show, mm-hmm, which I would love for you to come to.
I would love to.
I'm not a stand-up comic, but I'm pretty fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 90-minute show, and it's basically teaching my audience the SFK commandments,
mm-hmm,
of how to become the main character. And the whole thing is about all my plot points, plot twists, like all the things, like the funny-ass shit that's happened in my life, and like how nothing's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I literally, and that's what you've said twice on this, I pay attention to what people say in the language they use. You said twice, like, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, because like I've made a lot of mistakes on the internet, off the internet in my life, but like, duh, like we're all going to do that. So you can either see a mistake as like, you know, oh, a mistake, I'm the worst, blah, I suck, or like, it's a learning lesson, like, yeah. I'm not going to do it again. So I just own who I am, and there's room to evolve and change.
So is the show, like, narrative taking you through your life?
It's taking through specific, so there's five commandments, and then each commandment has a story, and it kind of, like, starts at summer camp, Jewish summer camp, and then goes to high school, then goes to
You're
recently.
Jewish?
Yeah, I am. I am. My mom is from Argentina. Her grandparents are from Poland and Germany, so I'm a German Jew.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Happy Passover.
Happy Passover. Okay, so what is it like putting this show on then for you?
Oh, my God. So I wrote the show during COVID. I had COVID. I've had a COVID a couple times.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how often you got COVID.
Okay, well, whatever. Like, it's really, I mean, it's awful, but like, it's.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Like, it's pretty contagious. Anyway, I got COVID in December, right before Christmas, and I just sat with my writing partner, and we both had it, and we were just like, let's just rip it, and we just wrote the entire thing. And it's kind of the thing where, like, that's the thing about writing. It's like every single person in the world, us, the people listening, beyond, everyone has a good idea for a TV show or movie mm-hmm. or a live show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sitting down and fucking writing it, like, you know, like, that's the difference. That's the only difference between us and the rest of it. It's like, you just have to sit down and do it.
Yeah.
And I did. And it is the most fulfilling thing I've ever done in my life is performing this show.
And how do you rehearse this show? I mean, had you been on stage doing live shows before? No, you're not a stand-up.
Well, no, but I did. Well, I did stand-up in college.
Shut the fuck
up. At the Pit.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would kill to watch an old Serena Kerrigan comedy tape.
It's not good.
It would be so hilarious.
But it was, like, all about making fun of my mom's accent. It was really funny. And then, I've always been a performer, but I don't know. It's great. And we did 5 or 6 shows. We did Boston, D.C., Philly, New York, and now we're going to go on tour again in the fall. We're going to come to L.A., duh.
Wow. Where are you going to perform in L.A.?
Like, what's the biggest theater in L.A.? Like, the Hollywood Bowl? Like, I'm thinking...
Huge. You're thinking huge.
Thinking huge.
And because I saw a clip, there's a girl on stage looking at herself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just you on stage, right, for the most part?
That's the only moment that there's an audience.
You're up there the whole time.
90 minutes, the whole time.
Wow. That is so fucking impressive.
No, I can't believe I memorized the whole thing. Like, I cannot believe... Also, in my Boston show, I really wasn't feeling well. Wasn't COVID for the first time.
Yeah.
It was a fever dream because I was so anxious. Like, my whole team, we flew to Boston that morning. Of course, like, the plane, like, was broken. And we had to deplane. It was such a mess. And I was so not feeling well. But I was like, I can't tell them that I'm not feeling well. Because if I tell them, then the narrative goes that I'm not feeling well. And then, like, no, we need, like, good vibes, good energy.
Are you in character for the show? Of course.
Oh, it's the show is SFK. That is SFK. Like,
wow.
She is. That's her show.
Okay.
But the show, there's 4 outfit changes.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And
there is.
Right. So there's no time to think. So once it starts, I'm going. Like, there's not even a moment to, like, you're just in, which I love.
Yeah.
It's just, like, rapid.
Yeah.
And this was my best show. I felt like the worst I've ever felt, but it was just the adrenaline. I'm addicted to it. I know you know.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
of course.
So good.
I live for it.
Boston was fun. They got really fucking drunk, which is, like, duh.
That's so fun.
When the girls came on stage to do the mirror,
yeah,
like, one of them, like, started crying about her cat dying, which is, like, obviously really sad. But I was like, let's talk about you.
Right,
like,
right.
You. And then her earring got stuck on my dress, and it was a whole thing. But it was really, really lovely. But it's also just great to be on stage and also in real life with people.
Oh, my God.
Like, getting off the internet. I think that that's my that's my mantra for 2022.
Get off the internet?
Get off the internet.
I would like to see you do that.
It's not going
to
happen this year, but it's paving the, it's constructing.
The ethos of get off the internet while being on the internet full time.
Correct.
Tell me about the card game.
Which makes no sense.
Tell me about the card game, because everyone has this fucking card game.
I know, of course, I didn't bring it. I'm such a terrible entrepreneur. My card game, I have 3 of them. Let's fucking date. Let's fucking fuck. Let's fucking play.
Yeah.
I made it during the pandemic because, has your sister played it? Does she like it?
She's played it. Her and her friends play it. I always say do it for the plot. Tell me what she's wearing at the recording. Blah, 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 blah.
Tell her Dynamite. You know what I
mean. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Before she had an outfit change.
Basically, the card game was made because during the pandemic, I started a live dating show on Instagram called Let's Fucking Date. And because I was jobless and single.
Yeah.
And a lot of people tuned in.
You drinking alone, looking into the camera.
Absurd. No, it's such a moment in time. Like, it's so psycho that I did that.
You calling out. My favorite part was you calling out the men whenever they would try and promote anything.
Oh, yeah, no. This isn't a podcast.
No. We're not promoting anything. Fuck no.
This
don't do that.
This is a date. You don't do that on a date.
No, of course not. But I would imagine guys that would sign up for that have a different... Like, think about it. What sort of man is signing up for that? Yeah, you know, whatever. You've thought about it.
I've thought about it plenty because I dated 50 men and I'm still single. But yeah, it really pissed me off when they did that. But, you know, going on the date, it was like, it wasn't just, I took it very seriously, obviously, as we all know, but I, too seriously at times. But I knew that it was a TV show. It wasn't an actual date. So I had to go in with questions that were like fucking fun, not just like Jewish geography.
Yeah.
So I started writing down all these questions and I was like, wow. Like, and I remember girls would be like, hey, can you send me the questions you asked? They were so funny. They were so good. And I was like, okay, like, no, but I'll make a card game. You can buy it.
Okay, but no. Yeah.
Yeah. So like one of my favorites is, what kind of soup would you be if you were a soup? Like, I would be French onion because, like, I'm decadent and gooey and, like, wet. And, like, well, I guess all soups are wet. That's not really.
Okay.
You know, but there's, like, there's layers, you know? Right. There's that, like, layer of SFK. And
okay, interesting.
Serena inside. Uh-huh. What about you?
What would I be? That's an interesting question. What's coming to mind is 10 vegetable.
Oh, why?
By Helen Hardy. You know, it's just, it's got a lot of things going for it.
Yep, you definitely have that.
I, you know, I'm good for you. I feel like I'm a positive influence.
Yeah, you are.
And just like, I know what I stand for. Like, I you're not getting 10 vegetable because you're like breaking your diet. Like, 10 vegetable like is forward moving. It's action oriented. 10 vegetable is supportive to like a good life.
See how good this game is?
I mean, I just pulled that out of my ass.
But like, that's good for a date. Think about it. That's like a nice, it's a great icebreaker. So I made three of them. The date one, you can play all of them with friends, but the fuck one, maybe you don't want to play with friends, but it's really good. People have broken beds from this game. Yeah. I don't know where they're buying their furniture.
Amazing.
But.
So wait, but the fuck one is similar. It's like questions that, what,
they're
gear
all the same
you
format.
For fucking.
Right. They're all the same format. They're no questions are like actionable because of consent. So it's really all like communication questions.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, where's the craziest place you've had sex? Or what do you want to do to me right now?
Okay, that's the fucking game.
Yeah, baby.
And then there's, but
let's
the other questions
play.
Are, people play these with their friends though.
Yeah. So basically it goes first base, second base, third base, home run. So the questions get increasingly sexual in all three games. So you could play the first.
In the order of the deck?
Yes.
So you're not meant to shuffle these decks.
No, you can though.
But these decks are meant to, if you're playing the order, you might start off with a kiss and end getting fingered.
You might start off with a laugh and then get fucked, but yes.
Sure. Okay. It's a wider sort of range. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the people that play with their grandparents, but they keep it to base one and two.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to third with my grandparents.
I mean, you never know.
Wow. Okay. And where do people get the games?
On letsfuckingdate.com.
That's where they get all your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And your tickets for your tour are out now or they're not out?
Not out. Yeah.
Not out. We had a sold out run. We're coming back in the fall.
Hell fucking yeah.
Okay. I have one listener question that we didn't get to that I'm going to do with you because I think it would be a good one. Oh, someone says, I wasn't going to do this, but someone says, why do you think crying to the camera is weak? It's confident to show both sides.
I agree. And I did say that recently because I totally agree. I think that being vulnerable is confidence. I think being honest and owning whatever emotion you're feeling is confident, right? Mm-hmm. I just think that I have kind of been in this weird in-between of not fully committing to either being fully Serena on the internet or SFK.
Yeah.
I was in that like middle ground. And it's not to say that SFK wouldn't cry. But like,
yeah,
like
it's not super in her wheelhouse.
It would have to be like, it has to feel very intentional if she's crying. And like, not that it's acting, but like there was more of it, but I don't know. I was getting.
She would cry if like the dick was too small.
No. That's okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Not if the dick was too small, but
really?
Like.
That's not an SFK like tearjerker. SFK wouldn't cry over like her friends being mean.
Right, now. She would find new friends.
SFK would find new friends.
I don't know if she'd cry over a really small dick unless, like, she was in love with the guy and, like, he couldn't make her come. And it was, like, a real problem. Because I think sometimes the small dicks can make you come.
Or SFK would cry drunk.
Right. Correct. SFK would cry drunk.
As, like, I'm letting myself be vulnerable in
this
space.
For, like, 5 seconds.
Totally.
Okay, got it. So this is what I'm saying. Like, even just talking about with you, like, this is something I've been working on. It's, like, I'm committing to being SFK on the internet. Because one, in some ways I want to protect.
You've committed, honey. You did it, babe. You don't need to make it a goal.
No. Like, I thought I kind of fell off a little bit.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Serena. You didn't fall off.
Okay, I'm fully back then.
Okay.
It's the resurrection, bitch.
Okay, so I actually have two questions around that. One, are men that you go on dates with.
Oh, it's fucked. What?
How can they go to your Instagram?
No.
They can't.
Okay, so this is the thing.
This is a problem.
If I am, this is why, this was another thing. This is why I had the resurrection.
You need a private Instagram.
I have a Finsta, but it's so heinous.
No, like, it needs to be the middle ground.
Okay, got it. Got it.
So, like, okay, yeah. Serena Private.
Right. Serena Private.
Serena Private.
Look, I'm glad you just gave the name away for everyone. Okay. It's the problem. I think that that's really smart because I think what's happening is like, exactly, like, I need to lean the fuck into SFK. I know you think I have, but I haven't for a little bit. But I am
okay,
going
back,
fully leaning the fuck in. So that way when guys go to the Instagram, they're like, this is so absurd. This can't possibly be her. And I'm not doing that just for
it
guys.
Hasn't
I'm doing
gone hard. You haven't gone far enough is what you're saying.
No.
Wow. I have no idea what you're thinking.
Well,
it's
you know,
amazing that you, that's amazing that you feel that way.
I think that I used to. I think like with the OnlyFans and with the other things that I've done, like for sure, like I was leaning. But I think there was a bit of time where I wanted to appease everyone that I didn't want to come on too strong. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to not fully commit to either Serena or SFK. I'm just going to.
No, we can't do that.
And my mom
that.
Was like, I'm confused by your content. Like, I'm not living at my mom. And I was like, why? No. She's like, you're doing your makeup, but like you're being Serena. And then you're saying like, fuck every couple seconds, but like you're not being SFK. Like it was just weird. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Fair.
Okay, good, like, feedback from mom.
Amazing. Real time.
Yeah.
That woman loves TikTok. She loves Gen Z. She's going to tell me like it is, but it's true. And I was like, you're right. Like, I'm going back and forth. I need to pick a side, which is right, Coachella Crossroads, same thing. So I'm fully going in. We'll make a private because my love life is in literal shambles, which is fine.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, okay, this is the final question about, you know, everyone wants to know this, Serena.
Okay, I know what you're going to ask me.
Will SFK be in a relationship? Like, are you really looking to be in relationship?
I absolutely would love to be in a relationship, just not right now.
You guys, alarms are going off everywhere.
Why?
Because you're always talking about dating. You're always dating.
Oh.
But you're not dating for a relationship.
This is something that comes up a lot. I think that it's really difficult for me to say I want to be in a relationship when I don't know who it's with.
Yeah.
It's not about we've been very much indoctrinated to be like, find a relationship, get married. Like, I mean, oh my fucking God. Like, I'm about to delete my Facebook for real though. Like, I'm like, ew, like, who are these random people that are getting engaged all of my profile? Like, that. There's so much societal pressure to have your career figured out, to get engaged, to have a kid, da, da, da. It's like, I am dating for sure. Would, if I met a guy that literally swept me off my feet, I would be in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But for me to be like, are you looking around for a relationship? It just feels desperate. Like, SFK wouldn't do that.
No, but more so, SFK would want a relationship and manifest a relationship within 48 hours because I'm talking to you. You clearly visualize, commit, receive.
Oh, God, you're good at what you do. Listen, I totally agree. To be honest with you, right now in this very moment, there's one thing I want, and I said it. It's the television show.
Okay.
It's that. Can you have both? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, that to me is like that. I also just feel like, right now, like, my social circle is a lot of, like, 28-year-olds, and I just don't, and finance bros. And I'm
no,
just
that's
like,
not for you. You right, need older.
I need older. Where am I meeting them? Maybe at, like, the premiere of my show, but, like, right. I do, or maybe on set, but, like, it's just, like, I'm not really, like, the world that I'm, because I'm also, like, stepping out of this old SFK chapter and into a new one, which is being a writer and, like, really going into that world. I feel like the social circles will change for me and maybe I'll meet someone that is more in like just my level.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a guy for you.
No fucking way.
I'll tell you after. You're going to freak out about
Ba-dum-ching.
This. Thank you so much.
That's it?
That's it.
You don't want to hear about Miami guy?
Oh my God, I need to hear about Miami guy. If you guys don't know, Serena had a guy fly her to Miami for a first date, right?
Yeah,
you're there for the weekend.
The whole weekend.
You're there the whole weekend on a first date.
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
It was. I wouldn't recommend. Like, I had fun.
You wouldn't recommend? You seem to be loving it.
I think that, like, I knew we had a mutual friend, so I knew he wasn't a serial killer.
Right.
But, like, he didn't get me a hotel room. And that.
You stayed at his place.
Yeah. And I hated that.
Why'd you do that? So I didn't wouldn't
think
that.
For the pot. For the pot. I did it for the pot. I
you
also
did it for the pot?
I did it for the pot. I also needed an ending to my show, for my live show. So I did it, like, with, like, he's hot. He was hot.
Yeah.
Hot. Flying me out on his Chase points.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be wine and dine the whole weekend. Perfect.
Right.
And like, he's not crazy serial killer.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
You know, but I think like, and I was like, I'm a very, SFK isn't, but I, Serena is extremely glow with the fucking flow personality. Like, I just am. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was like, oh, like, I'll stay in his apartment. It's not a big deal. Like, it's literally just not.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't hide. Like, there's no right. moment to, like, you're almost, it's too, much, too much too soon. So.
But how did it go?
Honestly, like, well, we, like, fucked, like, pretty instantly, obviously. Which, actually, no, not obviously. Like, it was kind of, like, a little, like, abrupt. Like, it was like, whoa, like, nice to meet ya. But it was like, okay, well, I'm here.
Right.
Ugh, yeah.
Right, I flew all the way here. How do you say goodbye? Is this the guy that ghosted you by the pool?
No, that's not. Oh, yeah, no. But so then I came back to Miami and he, like, kind of, I ended up seeing him. So, honestly, when I saw him the second time, I was like, oh, no, like, there's no chemistry here. Like,
really?
Yeah, no. We're actually friends. Like, he's in between Miami and New York. So he, like, called me and he was like, I'm coming to New York. And I was like, amazing. But, like, there's literally no future here. But, like, I love you. Like, and I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
That has been happening to me recently with, like, people, with men, straight men in the 32 to 35 range and above, actually, 32 to 38. The relationship I have with those men are completely different than the relationship I have with men that are my age or younger.
And why is it? Why do you think that is?
Because they're completely unthreatened, and they're completely unthreatened by me and SFK, and they think it's hilarious, and I'm like they get it.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable how, like, that like you just said, older, like, it really has, because it's like, I was like, listen, like, we can both agree, like, this isn't going anywhere. Uh-huh. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, for real. But he's like, yeah, no, but I fucking love you and I want to support you in your career. like, I'm sorry, a 28-year-old guy's just not going to do that. like, it's just not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, no, they don't have you. But they're like, having this power struggle with their ego. They don't have space to, like,
no.
They cannot hold space for someone else.
For SFK?
Oh, my God, for SFK.
No, fucked. Like,
no,
fucked.
No. Almost no one can hold space for SFK.
Except for SFK. She's doing it for herself.
She's doing it for herself. But I would imagine a man would need to be so, so confident that he's almost, like, retired.
Right.
From, like, proving something.
Second wife energy, so I'm down.
Yeah,
he could actually be retired
that's
as well.
Super true, yeah. Second wife energy.
Totally.
He's, like, learned some stuff. He knows he can let you fly.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have to blow out her, like, snuff out her flame. It won't make mine brighter. Let her burn on the internet.
I mean, I am an Aries. You know, I like fire.
I could keep going with you, but it's time.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Ugh.
The thing is, I really love you. We always vibed. But I also really love that you get it. That you get that SFK is a
Sometimes I don't.
Well, that's not my problem.
Now I do.
That's a personal
now
problem.
Now I do.
Now you get it.
But I respect the business acumen. I respect the lack of apology. And
unless I do fuck up, in which I will
No, I mean lack of apology in the good way.
Yeah.
I respect radical responsibility. You know, just the way you share parts of your life that I would cringe to do.
Yeah.
And then once you kind of, like, name it, people can, like, accept it. You know what I mean? Like, seeing you cry hysterically. Have I sent that to 100 people in my Instagrams? Of course. Serena's crying again. But I'm not afraid to say that because you know that.
Yeah, it's fine. Obviously. I see you how many people share. I mean, honestly, not enough people shared this. Crying. Fuck.
You know that. It's like.
I measure that. But because this is the thing, too.
It's amazing.
I'm going to tell you something, too.
Yeah. Tell me something, too.
Momentum is the most important thing one can have. And that is honestly what I've been addicted to since I started all this shit.
Yeah.
And polarization is momentum. Like when I look.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look at likes. I don't give a shit. I don't look at comments. I don't even care about. I look at shares.
Shares.
I want to see how many people are fucking talking about me.
Yeah.
The one thing that I wish
you're a company. And people want shares.
I'm an empire, bitch.
Share.
Shares
are up.
I just wish that people got that it's a fucking character that is so fun to play. But, like,
yeah, well, it seems like you're going to make it clear this year.
I'm just going to lean in so hard.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm going to go see your show.
I hope that your sister.
When it's in the fall.
Bring your sister. I hope that she's. What's your sister's name?
Jackie.
Jackie, I really hope you love this podcast. I really tried for you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Serena Kerrigan. Are you Serena Kerrigan on Instagram?
Serena fucking Kerrigan. Yeah, I'm Serena Kerrigan on Instagram.
I was so scared. I'm a little intimidated by you. So I was like, fuck, I fucked that up. @Serena Kerrigan everywhere.